tuned into Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Tune in right now.
Hey, what's going on, my beautiful people? Welcome inside the Black Actors Studio. Looks a little different tonight. I'm your host, Danny Royce. I'd like to thank you so much for tuning in. Got a special guest tonight for our exclusive interview. You've seen him as Lonzo Crawford on Tyler Perry's Sisters. We got a lot to discuss tonight. So please welcome the Black Actors Studio. Very proud to have, again, Mr. Ty, the Tyga Edwards.
So welcome.
How are you? Thank you for letting me come into your place. You're just humble abode. I love you, man.
Sexy shit. Everybody doing?
We good. Everyone's live, all that stuff. So hey. I'd like to thank you again for coming in. First and foremost, I want to say congratulations on your role in Sisters. I mean, we're here to talk about it and talk about a lot of controversy surrounding it. However, you did it. You really played that part. So, as an actor from actor to actor, I'd say congratulations to that. Okay. But I want to start and jump right into it. You were on the show early in the season, actually my season 2 premiere.
Right.
We had you in the studio. Right. I want to come out first and foremost. Who is Ty the Tyga Edwards?
Ty the Tyga, man. I'm just a kid from the southeast side of Chicago.
Yeah.
Man, I'm a real dude, man. I come from humble beginnings, been through a lot of shit, seen a lot of things, and I got free somehow. Mm-hmm. Broke away from all that madness, and I'm out here living my dream.
Right. Yeah, I feel that. And you've also had, a lot of things going on, throughout your story, your journey. A lot of things that could have held you down.
Yeah.
And so what for you, what's something that you do every day to kind of remind yourself that I'm here for a reason, I'm here for a purpose?
Just knowing that I've overcame all those things.
Yeah.
Because I know so many nights, man, when I think back, I'm like, man, I shouldn't be. Mm-hmm. So just to know that by God's grace that I am here and I'm doing something that I really enjoy doing, that's just gratitude enough. That's a reminder enough. Like, yo, nigga, you doing it.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So we are here, Sisters, mm-hmm. BET. We talked about it on, early in the season,
right,
before you shot it. That was before you filmed it. You were talking about going to work, all that stuff.
Right.
This is afterwards, tell me about that scene in particular that we're going to discuss. When you read it for the first time, what were your thoughts?
I called my mother.
Okay.
I called her up and I was like, Mom, I got a scene that is around that time. It was a lot of things going on.
Right.
So it was a hot topic with, homosexuals being harassed and assaulted, some of the trans men.
Yeah.
It was just a big fiasco. And I just knew that it would be some controversy attached to it. And the first thing I did was I called Terrell. I said, man, I'm doing some damage control like this, because I just knew that potentially I could be where I am right now.
Right.
Like, having to explain myself. And she just said, baby, listen, you are a storyteller.
Yeah.
You go out there and you do your job. And, hopefully within the scope of the series, they can get to see a different side of you. They can get to see why all these things are happening.
Right.
And I said, well, you're right. And Tyler Perry, by the way, thank you, Tyler, for the role. Some great writing. Thank you for taking a chance on me. Look at what you did.
It's your fault.
But with that being said, yeah, man. And she just said, just do it. And I just did the job.
Just did the job. Looked at it as a job. Did you? So let's, refresh some of the viewers' minds, maybe. Or those who have no idea what we're talking about.
Right.
Just walk us through that scene.
All right. Well, that was my first day at work.
First day.
That was my first day. That was my first day. Woo! I mean, can you imagine? You know, everybody jail. I come in at the tail end of the season. I'm episode 14, and they like, okay, you know what the new guy got. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And mind you, I did all my rehearsing in LA. But by the time I got there, I was, you know, I'm ready. I'm already so. I'm straight so. And then there's no rehearsal time, so everything that you saw was organic. Mm. And the first time I saw Brian, you know, AKA Maurice, it was, we just got into the van and went over the set. And he was like, you want to run the lines? So I'm like, yo, but we just dry running. It's no feeling to it. We just making sure, you know, just testing our pacing. We get to set, man, and, you know, and I'm already gone. Here it is. I'm already envisioning what's about to go down. Hadn't met Tyler yet. Yeah. So I'm straight along. So I'm going, I'm ready. And then I get out the sprinter head and I walk past a character. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know who it was. This is how it stopped. And it was like, ooh, because I was so in my head.
Right.
And Tyler was like, how you doing? You know, Tyler, and I walked right past him.
Oh.
And then he was like, really? You gonna leave me hanging? So I had to turn around, and I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Perry.
Yeah.
I just need to go, you know, I gotta get this out of me.
Right.
So, man, we did all the blocking and stuff right then, and he told me to go in. Mm-hmm. The first take, it was like, yeah. And, you know, when you hit that cut, and you feel that steel mm-hmm. in the air, like, what the fuck just happened?
Right.
So I'm thinking, I'm like, man, let that just be a one. I don't want to do that again. But Tyler was like, let's do it again. And then I'm like, oh, so now.
One time.
Right. So now, right. Because everything that we've done, Tyler, he's one. Yeah. Right. So he did some things, probably changed an angle too. He said, do it again. So now I got to do it better, but a little bit, because I can't go with the same energy.
Right, of course.
And what you saw was the actual second take.
That was the second one.
And after it was over, man, you know, I looked at Maurice, Brian. And he got stoic.
Yeah.
And all I could say was, I said, I'm sorry. And I walked to the sprinter. It was a quiet ride back, mm-hmm. he said.
Yeah.
So when I got back in the hotel, man, you know, I was just taking it all in. And I'm like, you did a good job. They know who you are now.
Right.
You did what
they
you
know who you are.
Right. You know, they ain't never seen me, but now they know what they got on their hands.
Right.
You know, and I hate it had to be in that
fashion. Yeah.
So I was like, okay, so everything else that came after that, the bar, you know, I'm straight Alonzo. I'm just doing me, you know, because I done got the hard part out of the way, so to speak.
Right.
And
so when you were being Maurice, right? He was, you know, he had at that point Alonzo was disgusted at him.
Yeah.
Were you completely taken over by Alonzo at that moment when you were beating him? Or you were like, you know how, you know, as artists, sometimes mm-hmm. you have a blank out moment.
Right.
Was that the case?
When I'm in my mode, I'm in my mode.
Yeah.
I become something else at that moment mm-hmm. until I hit that camera, say cut, right. You know. You know, to answer your question, yes, when I was in it, that was just everything that I kind of envisioned on what would get me to that point.
Right.
And the research on that, I just pretty much start back to when I was more ignorant mm-hmm. to homosexuality.
Got it.
You know, when you're a kid, you don't know what that is. It's
right.
just odd, you know what I mean? And then when you see someone like that or get approached by someone like that, you know, out of fear, you react defensively. So I'm taking into account, go back to when that was really, really foreign to you, and this is an opportunity to let that go.
Gotcha.
And that's what you saw.
Okay. So also Alonzo, the character in the episode, mentioned that, you know, about the black man,
right,
you know, and being a disgrace to the black community in that regard. Being gay in the black community, what are Ty's views as opposed to Alonzo's views?
Well, we all know, first of all, let's just clear the air. I'm Tyler Tide. I'm not that asshole you see on television.
Yes.
Okay. Alonzo, apparently, we don't know why he's tripping, why he reacted towards Maurice. But that was definitely a hate crime. That was definitely fueled by something other, especially with the verbiage,
right,
with the exchange that he said, black man. So he felt some kind of way about that. Now, me as a person, man, some of my closest friends are gay men or female. I don't care about that. See, and this is what, I guess what bothered me about watching the whole thing, because I caught a lot of flack from straight people.
Yeah.
Definitely the gays came at me. You know, I'm talking about even when I'm out, they recognize me before all this lockdown shit. You know what I mean? It was like, you that motherfucker on television.
Right.
You know, and how you, and then they can't separate that guy from me. And I'm like, say, you know.
So, yeah.
I have friends.
Right.
I don't see, gay isn't a being. Mm-hmm. No, that's, to me, that's an action. It's an adjective. Mm-hmm. You're acting that. You're dressing that. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe walking or talking that, you know. But that's not a person, you know what I mean? So if I ever have a problem with a gay male or female, it's not because they're gay. It's because he or she did something disrespectful, mm-hmm, or was out of line.
Right.
You know?
You think it's still as taboo in the black community?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's very bullet. I grew up on the southeast side of Chicago, okay? I was born in the 70s, grew up in the 80s, figuring shit out in the 90s. You know what I mean? So when I was growing up, homosexual or gay, fag, his term, well, none of those came with good connotations.
Right.
You know, you may have relatives or people. I mean, it could be an aunt that knows I'm a child. I don't know what that means. But, then, you know, you ever had a conversation?
Yeah.
I know that. Why are you whispering? Or when that person walks in the room.
Right.
So growing up, like I said, I'm ignorant.
Right,
that's
right.
Bad to me.
Right.
So it's how you was raised. Everything starts in the home.
Everything.
So if that's how I am to perceive someone who just lives a different lifestyle, and I grow up with that mentality, I'm ignorant to understanding what that is or
right,
who they are. You know what I'm saying?
But as Ty the Tiger, you're open to understanding. And you know what? It's interesting because we really need to separate the artist from the art.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're not, you portray this person. You have to come on, you take on everything that they
right,
have, but you're not that person.
I'm not that person.
I do want to ask, though, because, you know, I know we had talked a little bit about it before, with Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union and all that stuff. So a lot, and some of the comments from people who have been out, you know,
yeah,
backlashing, out, going out at you and all that, was talking about like, oh, you know, I wish Lonzo had a gay son, and then like comments like that. Mm-hmm. So he would know what it feels, you know? What if you had a gay son?
Well, actually, if you do your research, I played a guy named Jumba. Jumba is pretty much Alonzo.
Yes, all right.
And Junebug is a single father who put his kid
yeah,
through college. But unbeknownst to his son, I'm a damn drug dealer. Okay.
Yeah.
And his secret was he was gay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So in that series called Fuck I Love You,
yeah,
written and directed by.
And it's on YouTube.
It's
right?
On YouTube.
Yeah.
You know, so by Lucky Moore, you can see that I had to accept him. And what I told him, man, I was like, how would you think? I said, well, how could you think I would think so little?
Mm.
Just because you were just being yourself.
Right.
that was, I mean, I'm a hardcore gangster. I'm thinking he's about to do the things that I'm doing.
Of course.
And he goes the opposite direction, but the love is love. And that's who I am as a person when it comes from Central.
Okay. You know, there's a lot of things that we go through, obviously, you know, in our past, different things that we come across in our journey that make us see people in certain lights, you know. Obviously, for our centuries, Blacks really are seen in a certain light, you know. And when you take someone, you know, who is homosexual, right, and you encountered them, have you ever had a bad encounter? And if so, how did you react to that?
Yes. I have a big thing. Mm-hmm. I did a photo shoot in 2012 that just went crazy. That's how all this other stuff started. But I've been approached inappropriately by the same sex, and that's something that I've always dealt with, even as a child.
Right.
I didn't understand it when I was young. And I used to think, is this something about me? Am I reflecting something?
You know?
And no, it's just the masculinity, you know, of it all. You know, but anyway, no, I've been approached, and I get, can I say dick pics? You know, I'm like, why do you think it's okay to send me this?
Right.
And I sit and I respond and say, hey, brother, you know,
right.
I appreciate the love and the support. You know, I said, but.
Do you respond?
Yeah. My personal page, I talk back. You know, my fan page is just so much. No, I interact with my man. Come on, man. And then a lot of them are like, oh, my bad. And I'm like, listen, mm-hmm. you know, it's cool, but just understand, you know, that's not my choice.
Right.
You know, I respect yours, just respect mine. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And has it been situations where, you know, just like with any other sex, I mean, if you constantly telling someone no,
uh-huh.
The pressing issue.
Right.
In that case.
Right. Well, on social media, you can just block them.
Well, yeah, but in person. Yeah.
But in person, I have yet to have had bad experience for long. Now, I can tell you something that could have turned bad. Mm-hmm. I had a partner of mine, and it was a guy that I was working out. I would work out with him now in the gym. Mm-hmm. And, here it is, you know, one day we were just sitting up and on leg day, particularly. Sometimes I may wear my tights. Just gotta see what my thing's doing, right? I'm old school bodybuilder, man. So
right.
I ain't
right.
thinking about all the other stuff now. I'm trying to look at my stuff.
Right.
So the guy, he was like, hey, man. So he says, hey, I meant to tell you the other day that you looked really good. And I'm like, okay. And he was like, your print, I said, wait, hold. And I said, oh, okay. And he was like, hey, bro, you know,
yeah.
Look, man, look, I'm free, you know, that's my thing. And I'm like, hey, that's cool. That's mm-hmm. cool. I said, but that's how you are. I was like, you know, you got to ease out of room, bro. We've been training for weeks, you know what I mean? So, and after I just told him, I said, listen, bro, it's not going to change who you are. It's not going to change our relationship. It's just certain conversations that we won't have like that, especially about me. You can do whatever you want. You know what I'm saying? When you're away, you can do whatever.
Right.
It is what it is, you know. But as far as that one-on-one, we're not having that.
Right.
And he was like, you know what, bro? Cool, man. You know? And I said, look, no harm, no foul.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I kept it that way. So, right. I mean, I know how to defuse situations, man. I mean, you just never know. Life can be hard, man. And we all have our individual journeys.
Yeah, we do.
You know, I truly believe that we are just celestial beings having a human experience.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's experience isn't going to be the same.
Yeah.
Some human experience is going to be a whole lot more than others. Who am I to judge?
Very
I don't
true.
Have a heaven or hell to put you in.
Right.
All I get to say is just respect me and let me have my own human experience. You know, let me do the things that I want to do. I don't want to have to conform to whatever it is you're trying to do or perpetuate mm-hmm. in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And neither do I. Let's just be.
So do you think there's a lot of, you know, speculation of the homosexual agenda, like, being forced on people to accept, or not even just accept, but to watch and endure and do all that. Do you feel like it's being pressured, or do you feel like it's a sense of yeah, drink your tea. with celebrities and all this stuff, you feel like it's being pushed down people's throats to accept and live in this homosexual agenda that people are talking about?
No, what I see, or what I would say, is I just see a group of individuals who just want to be accepted. We all want to be accepted. Again, I'm old school traditions, especially about, you know, homosexuality. And again, you know, I don't think that way anymore, because I'm older, I'm mature, I've experienced more,
right,
and I know better.
Right.
But, you know, some people are going to always be stuck in those traditions, how they was raised and their values, and they're not going to be so as progressive as most of us.
Right.
You know, everybody's just evolving with the time. Some people's like, oh, you know, this is how it is. What I do believe, to a certain degree, is that I don't think that you should demonize those who don't 100% want to go with that, or a lot of the things that you may suggest. I mean, I think we also have our power of choice. Mm-hmm. Because essentially that's what you want. They want the power to choose to live a certain lifestyle, and they want us to accept it. We should just be accepting. Everybody needs to, you know, learn compassion.
Right.
Learn empathy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, our human experience dictates to how we may end up. You know, a lot of people have normalized traumas that develop into other things.
Right.
You know, I mean, you've heard cases where, you know, I was molested, but it was by women, you know, but that same instance, I was molested by a man, that trauma, it messed with my identity, I internalized it. So just to cope, so I can just be normal, find my new normal, this is what I adapted. This is what I adapted to, because I'm comfortable.
Right, yeah.
I don't know it anymore,
right,
you know. If I had a choice, some people just flat out, I got friends, look, from the time I was born, I always knew I was this way. You know, but some people, some traumas in life can throw you such a curveball. You just go whatever way just to kind of complete your journey.
Correct.
And at the end of the day, we all want to be loved. Sometimes when you've been messed over by so many people, family, friends, or whatever, and you finally find someone that will love you unconditionally, you don't give a damn who it is.
Right.
You just want that, you know, and that's just the human side of it. You don't have to be anything spiritual. This is not even nothing spiritual. We all are sinners. Yeah. We all fall short, you know. But I want everybody just to be happy. I want everyone to fall in love with someone unconditionally, even if you're gay. You have that right. We all have that right.
Yeah.
So I think once people start looking outside of, well, look, if you don't accept this, this is no, you know, because it's to the point where I was reading some of those blogs. They've even coined that whooping. Alonzo, don't get Alonzo. He got Alonzo. He got Zoe. And I'm like, oh, yeah, so. I said, I gotta do something about this. I gotta let them know that is just a character.
So, I mean, Zoe, I mean, it's probably gonna be the next big thing.
Yeah, yeah.
He got Zoe. Speaking of Alonzo, speaking of traumas, we're talking to the technical aspect of things. You know, this is the acting studio, right? So, what did you build for Alonzo to react that way to Maurice? There was some trauma, some past, and something in his history.
Right. That's
the first part of the question.
Right.
Second part, I want to know, did you have any rage that was due to you doing time? Mm. It's a two-part question, but go ahead with the first one. Mm.
Well, oh, okay, hold on.
It's getting real here.
Oh, That's a good one. You really doing that, right?
I'm really doing it.
I'm gonna get fired on my day off. Okay. First part of the question: what did I prepare? What did I do outside of to attack him? Well, see, I told you I had to take a trip down memory lane,
right?
To where I was just naive to where I felt uncomfortable around, you know. So that was easy to kind of get in touch. But having an experience such as jail, especially with the type of charge I had, pedophile charge, you know, I was in a tank and I saw the lights. You know, you ain't heard a man scream until you see it. I was there. You know, I was one of the bigger guys. You know, he really don't care how big you are.
Right.
You know, I mean, they go in and they take whatever they want. And, you know, I was in there running the tank pretty much with another cat, and I saw a lot of things. So, yeah, I can pull from those experiences,
right?
All of my life experiences, and it got amplified because as I was watching the show, like everybody else, you know, when we shot that scene in the bank. We shot that a couple of ways. So I was hoping in the final cut, you know, that maybe you would see some of it, which could have possibly led up into that incident outside of Sabrina instigating it beforehand.
Right.
But one of the takes that didn't make it on the deal was Maurice, while I was having that conversation with Sabrina, Maurice was, hey, daddy, oh, you know, just doing all that extra stuff, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to vibe. I'm doing my thing. I'm trying to vibe. And then to the point, I said, yo, don't do that, bro. You see, I'm talking to a lady, right?
Right.
And then he kept on doing it. So the scene ended up anyway, the final take was what it was. But remembering how it could have went, and he disrespected me, remember?
Yeah.
Because again, it's not because you're gay. I'm beating up a man. I'm not beating up gay. You don't get let off the hook. That's not a superpower. Mm. You know, you are a natural man. I'm a natural man. Out of respect, that's what men want. Mm. So if I ask you not to do something, hey, bro, and you do that, and then you keep doing it, I'm going to have to handle you like a man.
Right.
Got nothing to do with you being gay. So from that aspect, we stepped outside, and let's just say that was my opportunity. Mm. Yeah.
That was an opportunity.
So that's how it could possibly play out.
Right, of course. And drawing from that, the history and doing time and all that stuff, that what a character for you. However, you know, obviously there's a lot of backlash, but I want to just reach out and see if there's also any questions or anything, like take the time to see that. And if there are any, we'll come back to that. So moving forward, right? Season 2.
Please write me something different.
Season two, right?
Right.
How do you feel season one left Alonzo? How do you feel left out of character?
You know, man, my whole resume, I've either killed some people or whooped somebody's ass. That's just, hold on, I don't go in asking for these roles. I go in for good guy roles.
Hey, you're perfect.
I want to be the protagonist. I'm tired of being this angry guy. It's fun playing a bad guy. But again, you know, from my size, physique, skill set, hey, they want me for these other roles. I'm like, okay, cool. But watching, knowing all the criticism that I got, which was none, it was always, I saw you in that, you killed that, da, 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 I'm the bad guy. That ain't made up. But the moment I beat up a gay guy,
right,
I'm talking about all hell breaks loose. Mm-hmm. And it's just not to the point where it's like your character was bad. It's like you.
You're bad, yeah.
You. And I watched from week to week, I started to fall into a depression. Mm. Because, you know, the marketing made Alonzo look like a just a straight cornball.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they had one where he had clown nose and ears. And I'm looking at myself, I'm like, man, this is what I'm thinking. And it's hard not to own it. But when you're an artist, you're sensitive about your shit. You know, Erykah Badu meant that.
Yeah.
I mean, let's keep in mind, I'm an artist. I'm sensitive about my shit. So when I'm seeing my character being attacked, and I'm like, man, you know, and the more I try to ignore it, the madder I got. Because it was like, you know what? You need to say something. And then I saw Brian, somebody brought to my attention that Brian did a, I think it was a PSA for the LGBT community.
Mm.
So at that particular point, I became the poster child.
Oh.
So I'm sitting at home and I'm like, wow, you know, this is what the world, and I'm reading the comments now, and a lot of things are happening. And I just said, you know what? At the very least, I could come out and reintroduce myself to the world as Tyler Tiger. And say, you know, hey, you know, right or wrong, I did my job.
Okay. So if it was, say, in season 2, Alonzo comes back,
mm-hmm.
are you going to be a little bit more particular as to what his character is going to do?
No. God forbid if Tyler got really good. No. I mean, I'm going to do my job. I'm not going to slack off of what I'm building Alonzo to be. I mean, you just have, I mean, the only thing that I could pretty much hope and pray for at this point, which Tyler is very good at, he's very good at redeeming mm-hmm. or redeeming a character.
Yes, for sure.
You know, so hopefully he's writing right now all the shit that Alonzo did or is going through. I mean, Alonzo got a wife at home. I ain't met this up. I don't know nothing about it. You know, so it's just a lot that I don't even know about that I'm waiting for him to feed me so I can bring it to you.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, no, for sure.
But as much as you probably want me to be a little, I mean, until Tyler say Ty, I need you to calm it down and be a nice kitty.
Then you gotta show him the tiger.
I'm just keep growling.
Just keep growling, man. Yeah, it's interesting how what you said, like once you be someone who was gay, the tables have turned.
The tables turn. I mean, The Rock, he kills people, beats people up. Jason Statham, he kills people and beats people up. Denzel Washington, he's killed people and beat people up. I mean, Vin Diesel, he kills people. Tyler Tiger, I kill people occasionally. And I beat people up, but I beat up a gay guy, and I'm sitting in front of you explaining this shit. I mean, really? Wow.
Well, you know, yeah, it's a strong community. And I just want to also just say thank you again for allowing me to be in here. And then shout out to Kevin on the ground over here with Nunes for allowing me to bring these awesome guests every week in front of you guys. I really appreciate it. Inside of Black Eye Studio, we're here with Ty the Tiger Edwards, speaking all things uncut, the sister, Tyler Perry's sisters, Alonzo Crawford. I want to stress to everybody who's watching the importance of separating the art from the artist. We go on screen, we go on in the big screen, we do all these films, television shows, we take on these characters, okay? And a part of it, yeah, and when you take on a character, it sticks with you. You take it on, and a little piece of it sticks with you all the way, you know? It's just an artist as that, but that's not you, you know? And so I want to stress that to people, because I have friends that are in soap operas, that have gotten death threats, that have gotten, you know, all these things because their character did something.
Right.
And because it's such a loyal following,
right?
They don't know how to differentiate.
Man, you gotta be careful what you pray for. I say I want to get a role like Michael Rainey Jr. For those who don't know who Michael Rainey Jr. is, that's Tyreek on the Pop.
Yeah.
Everybody can't stand.
Everybody can.
Yeah, but look, that's been on like 6-7 years, right? Mm-hmm. he developed that character for you not to like him. It right. took him a period of time.
Right.
I did this on my first show.
Yes.
So I'm like, and again, you know, what freaked me out about it is this is my first time being introduced to my domestic audience. See, right. people who knew of me.
Right.
This is my first time on cable every week or. And I was like, this is how I'm coming out.
Right.
So it was a shock to my system and, you know, to what I got. You know, and I'm very well. I mean, I see you guys respond.
And that's what I was saying. Like, you know, that's why I congratulated me in the beginning, because right. you're doing something right. You know, you're doing your job right. If yeah. someone, you know, they don't like your character, they love your character.
Right.
That means you're a great artist. But, however, we just got to make sure people know the difference. Right. Yeah. That's all we want. So I do want to give you this this moment as we're wrapping up here, a spotlight moment, just to address the viewers, leave them with a message, last message of inspiration, motivation. This is your time. Go right in.
First of all, I want to say thank you so much for supporting this show. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you're good.
Thank you so much for supporting the show. It is now the number one show on BET, and that wouldn't have been possible without all of you. I appreciate every last one of you guys, even with your hate, but hey, I'm just here to entertain, and that is not who I am. I just want you to keep in mind, I want to leave you guys with this, as we spoke this evening about this topic, which is very, very critical, especially in my particular line of work, because some people can lose their job with their views. And I'm just pretty much saying, hey, I love people. We are one race. We're not divided. And if you can look at where we are right now, everybody, whether you're gay, straight, right wing, left wing, Democrat, whatever, right now, none of us can go outside. Mm-hmm. None of us can go outside. So we are all equal. We are all in the same boat. When we leave and we get reacquainted back with the world, let's start dealing with each other a little bit better.
Yeah.
All this division, be more compassionate. Let's show more empathy. Let's be more supportive. Let's show more loving. You know, we may not always agree, and that's okay. All right? But let's just accept the human. We don't have to understand. We don't have to understand, or we don't have to like what they do. But at the heart of it, the human being is what matters most. So keep watching the show. I hope you guys get to know me a little bit better. Ease me some slack. Ease my fans some slack. They just supported me. And hopefully, because Tyler is writing something very, very nice for me. Just like you hate me now, I'm going to love you.
There you go. You'll change some minds for sure.
Yeah.
I will ask you this.
Yeah. And no more eggplant. You know.
Eggplant.
Yeah, fellas. Come on, man. Come on.
I mean, that's everyone's
style. Oh, no. Look, man.
You signed up
with him. Man. Women, I understand what it means to be catcalled. I know how you feel now.
Yeah.
You know, I know. Look, I get it. I get it.
What would it be called for a dog?
It'd be something, man. Oh, my God.
I will ask you this one last question.
Man, come on, man.
Okay. No. Would you play a gay character?
Will I play a gay character? Eventually, I don't know. I'm open. Look, as an artist, I would just say I'm open.
Okay.
I mean, can I expound on that a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, listen, this is what happened. This was actually a job that I could have got, but I passed.
Okay.
I had an audition for a TV show. I'm not going to say which show. But in the show, I was some badass. And I was running a tank in some prison, right?
Okay.
Well, one of the characters from the show, who happened to be a trans character, ended up going to the prison. Okay? So in this ordeal, I think, you know, he was about to get his ass whooped or something.
Uh-huh.
You know, I didn't, hold on. I went in an audition for the part.
Okay.
But I went in and I handled my business. Okay. But anyway, you know, the trans guy got into an altercation and I saved his life.
Okay.
So, you know, in prison, things happen. It happens. Yeah. So I go in and I kill the audition, and it was a part in the line where Trent, you know, we're out, right? So we're out. So I'm thinking I should be going back to my norm. You know, I gotta recreate my norm.
Uh-huh.
And the character that I was in prison with was like, hey, you remember you know, just really inappropriate. And I'm like, okay, hold on. And I just said, listen. If we could do it this week, I would be fine with it. And this is what this is the spin that I proposed. I said, listen, I've been in prison. I know for a fact that happens when you're in there.
Right.
I said, look, you want to be able to have viewership. You don't want straight man to be like, man, it's that, you know, I don't want to watch that. That's a gay show. It's too many. No, you want something that everybody can kind of relate to. So I said, listen, how about my character? I still meet the dude. I still meet, you know, the girl in the prison. I saved them. We did what we did. Whoopie woo, right? I go back to my regular life. She's trying to, hey, remember? And I'm like, no. I said, let's tell the story from that standpoint. Well, let's tell the story as to where I got out, and I'm trying to readapt, and I'm trying to tell that to my lady. Because a lot of guys have been in prison for a long, long time, and they get a girlfriend. But that's something that you can't talk to your mate about.
Right.
Because you already know, look, you know, when a woman do it, it's sexy, it's glorified.
Right.
But when a woman, but the thought of a man,
right.
and my man,
right.
You did that? Oh, hell no, right. You know, it's circumstantial.
Right.
If you love me, you love me, right? Let's tell that story. Mm-hmm. That's something that's never been told.
That is something that's never been told. Wow.
People. A straight brother could relate to that.
Right.
Like, damn.
Wow.
Dude, that's a true test of love.
Well, we got some right to do.
They wanted me to get just like, no, I'm like, you know what?
Like,
thank you. I'm like, thank you. Right. So in that particular instance, they was pushing me.
Gotcha.
And I was like, no. Come on, why you want to do that to me?
Right.
I'm like, I gave you a solid, you know, your viewership will go through the roof. You know?
So true. Well, Ty, thank you so much again for letting me come in here and,
yeah.
You know, create your humble abode and just talking about it. I hope you know, this can help your career moving forward. Oh, and man. Also, people will just understand that, you know, the difference between, you know, what's real and not real.
Right.
You know, because that's what it comes down to.
Basically.
What it comes down to. And yes, once you mix with certain groups and certain communities in there, you know, it gets a little risky,
right.
Obviously.
Right.
But, you know, we're here. That's why we're here. You talked about it. Everything. Lonzo is what it is. Tie the tiger. Someone else.
Someone else.
All right.
Someone else.
That's who it is. I don't know if I could be chatting with Lonzo. I don't think that would work.
No.
I don't think I would sit down and chill with, you know, with Alonzo.
No, but you know what I mean.
But
I'm very interested to seeing what Tyler's going to do.
Yes, you know,
especially the way that he came out.
I'm sure everyone.
Everybody, right? I mean, and I don't think Tyler even thought. Well, you know what? No, knowing Tyler, this is what he did. I mean, everybody went through their phases for that show. First, it was the writing was bad. Everybody sucked.
Yeah,
everybody got it. Everybody got it.
Yeah.
I got it the worst. You know what I mean? But everybody got it. And now everybody is saying now, I love that show.
Right.
It's my favorite show. You know, so we were able to turn that around. But as with any show, you know, you have to get chemistry. You have to start. And it was rocky. But, hey, halfway through, a quarter way through, everybody started getting things on, you know.
Yeah.
So I just hope that we just keep the momentum. Hey guys, congratulations. I'm so proud of you. We did it. Girls, I'm so proud of y'all. Y'all out there flossing. But you know, I just look for an easier season 2 for Lonzo.
Yes, we're all looking forward to see what happens, what develops with this character.
Yeah.
Please leave your comments down below and you know what you think. Alonzo should face in coming season two of Sisters. We're all waiting for that one. But yes, thank you again. And please go ahead and tell everyone where to find you.
Instagram, official Ty Edwards, and Facebook is Ty the Titan.
And let's be nice. Let's leave messages of encouragement and uplifting inspiration.
Yes.
And please, the difference.
Yes.
It's a difference.
I'm a lover. I'm not a fighter, baby.
Lover, not a fighter.
I'm a lover.
That's on the differentiation and also the double standard. Double standards between communities, between names. Like you said, let's just share love.
Let's just share love.
And continue to move
let's
forward.
Just accept each other. That's right.
And continue to move forward. Cheers to that.
Oh.
Cheers. Thank you so much for tuning in, folks. I'm your boy, Danny Royce. You can find me everywhere at I Am Danny Royce. We'll see you next time inside the Black Actors Studio.
On behalf of our BHL staff, we would like to thank you for tuning in to Black Hollywood Live, the world's first digital broadcast network devoted entirely to urban entertainment and pop culture. Check out our Black Hollywood Live YouTube page for even more great programming and amazing content. And be sure to subscribe and like our channel when you do. I'm your BHL host, Nakia Monet, and you can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom or at Black Hollywood Live. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood redefined.